Like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is the day when the face shall be sad, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
All right, Jeremiah, and look at chapter 18 and verse 23. The Bible says, "Yet, Lord, thou knowest all thy counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger." Now, we started this verse last week, didn't finish it. And this is, we mentioned last week that after they had turned on Jeremiah, Jeremiah went and presented himself to God. And he told God, said, "God, now you just go ahead and do to them what you said you was going to do." So he said, I've stood in for them, I've interceded for them and all this, but now they've turned on me, so just go ahead and do it." And that's what Jeremiah's talking about. Now notice there, in there, that Jeremiah says, "Thou knowest all thy counsel against me." They got a counsel against Jeremiah. Now I brought you up to date on that. We got a counsel today to get rid of our Bible. It's called the National and the World Council of Churches. It's the same thing, and I told you last week, I carried you back in the book of Acts, and I told you that word council, I believe it's found 16 or 17 times in the book of Acts. And every time you find it, somebody is trying to destroy the work of God. It ain't no different today. Now, that's probably going, a lot of people don't agree with that, but I'll excuse your ignorance if you'll overlook my truthfulness. Amen. But that's the way it is, folks, and that's where we are today. Now, like I said, this is something that happened a long time ago, but the Bible is not archaic. The Bible is always up to date. The Bible is far ahead of anything you'll see or hear today in this world. And so the scriptures here, even though they're a long time ago and there were some historical things in here, they're still up to date. All right, let's begin chapter 19. Chapter 19, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen vessel, and take it of the ancients of the people, and of the ancients of the priest. And go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the east entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. Now the word there, the valley of the son of Hinnom, in the New Testament, that's called Gehenna. And Gehenna, it actually means it was, what it literally was, it was a city dump at the south end of Jerusalem by the brook Kidron. But it also, it means fire. And Jesus one time explained it like hell, or the lake of fire. He said, because that's where all the rubbish and unwanted and stuff is no good goes. And that's the way all unsaved people go. Unsaved person to God is like rubbish. You burn your garbage. Amen. So every unsaved person is garbage in this world as far as God's concerned. Now, don't get upset over that. I know, you know, you're going to get some, you know, some of these fine, sophisticated, you know, people are going, you calling me garbage? Well, no, I'm just telling you what God said about you. Amen. I mean, if you don't get saved, you garbage, you going in the city dump, you going to burn. All right, now that's important, because this is what we're going to really teach on this morning. And notice there in verse 3, and say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle. Boy, that's rough, isn't it? And now you know what God said. The New Testament talks about it. Dull ears. New Testament talks about itching ears, and ears are hard of hearing. But what God said here was, He said, I'm going to bring a judgment on this place so bad that when people hear it, their ears are going to just tingle. They're going to shake. Just unbelievable. See? And that'll give you an idea, you know, when, like I've said, you know, so many times, the world today don't know nothing about this God. The God they know is the great big kiss and the great big Santa Claus that loves everybody and wouldn't dare hurt nobody and all this stuff, you know. But we're talking now about the God of the Bible. And God said, now we're going to show you in the next few verses what their sin was. We already discussed part of this. And you can see how up to date we are when we get in this. You know, I mean, it's going to be like reading the newspaper. Of course, they won't put this in the newspaper, but it'll be the same thing. Alright, now look at verse 4. Because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers had known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocent. Boy, what an indictment. Now, first thing God said, they've forsaken me. They've estranged this place. In other words, what's happened to estrange is to make something strange. And they had made God a stranger in his own house. See? Now, we're getting up to date pretty good now, aren't we? A lot of people, you know, have church without God. So how do you know? Because they don't have the Word of God. Jesus said, God's the Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. I say this, and I know I don't make no friends a lot of times I say this, but I say this, and I believe this, I really believe this. A church that throws out the King James Bible throws out God. And they don't have God, and they say they're worshiping God. They're just as nutty as a fruitcake on Christmas. Now, like I said, I'm sure that'll upset some people, so good, I'm glad it does. But most people today, most church gathering, I'm not talking about everybody by no means. There's still some saved people in America that can pray. There's still some good preachers. There's still some godly folks. But when I say most, I'm talking about the majority of them. See? Now this won't upset you unless I'm talking about you. Amen? I mean, if you on my tape ministry and this upsets you, then I'm talking about you, and you need to do something if you're saved. But if you're in a good sound church, this won't bother you. You'll agree with me. Now, but most church today, that most church gatherings are there without a Bible, without God, without Bible convictions, without a Bible, and they say they're worshiping God, but yet God's a stranger to them. I mean, if the Holy Ghost come in a lot of church services this morning and started doing something, it scared them people to death. They wouldn't know what in the world to do. And I don't want to call no names. I've already been accused of all this thing too many times so much now. But let me move on here. The Bible said in verse 5, they have built also the high places to Baal. Now, you know Baal was. Baal was the sun god. I mentioned this already. You need to remember that because I'm going to show you something now in just a minute. The Bible said they built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire and burn offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, for that reason, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tobit, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Now let me show you why that said. It said, now I'd mentioned this already back a few chapters before, but what happened in the valley of the son of Hinnom, they had been burning babies. I mentioned this already, see, and I'm going to show you, get you updated on this in a minute. And God said it won't no more be called Tophet, neither the valley of the son of Hinnom, but it's going to be called the valley of slaughter. See? Now, the word Tophet, I've mentioned this already, in the Hebrew, it means drum. And you don't find it nowhere in the Bible like this except in this one place here. Now, notice in verse 4, they burn incense. And in verse 5, the Bible said they built the high places. Now, folks, these things had been going on and took place in Jerusalem long before Jeremiah got there. And what he's been doing, he's just been telling them what's going on. And he's preaching against it. Now, I mentioned this already, and you know, one time God said, the reason I'm going to bring this judgment is for Manasseh's sin, back in 2 Chronicles 33. And you might as well go ahead and turn your Bible to Jeremiah 44 and 2 Chronicles 33, because I'm going to show you something that had to do with verse 4 and verse 5. But before I do, let me show you how it works. Now listen to me real close. Let me show you how heathen worship starts out, and this will fit any time, any place, any age, any dispensation with no regard to people or nothing. And it doesn't exclude America. But let's just say a nation has no revelation of God. And that would almost fit this nation. No revelation of God and looking for an alibi to sin. Alright? So what man would do, he'd look for something to worship. Amen? And because when God created man, God put a light in man that reveals to him that there's something greater than he is. There's a God or a supreme being greater than he is. So man just naturally has a light in him that compels him to want something to worship. Now you can see that today by the religions in America. See? Now, but the Bible also said the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. So he looks for something that he can honor and worship in his depraved, fallen condition. So when man looks around, what's the greatest thing he sees? Now let me ask you this morning. If you were to go out and look for something, what would be the greatest thing that you would see today? The sun. Am I right? Because the sun comes up and it lights. and the sun goes down, it gets dark. Amen? So man, and that's the way unsaved people are. They unsaved people today, they want a religion they can understand and religion they can agree with without doing anything about their sin. See? That's why so many false religions and cults are growing so much. All right, now, and like we said, the devil's fixed plenty of them in America. So this heathen man, he picks the sun, which is the type of Christ. Amen? So man worships the sun as the supreme God. Okay? But man notices by brute strength and by force and just by nature that man is the greater of the sexes. I meant man is a greater physical being than a woman. The heathens for centuries have known more than our Supreme Court knows today. Amen. They don't know that. Amen? And so man takes the sun as the supreme God like unto himself. But then when the sun goes down, what happens? The moon comes up. Amen? And in Jeremiah 44, look over and you'll find this is called the Queen of Heaven. Amen? In Jeremiah 44, you look over there in verse 17, notice the Bible says to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. In verse 18, the Bible says to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. In verse 19, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. In verse 25, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. So now man has him a male God like unto himself, and a female God like unto the moon, like unto the woman. Amen? Now we're not far off course here now. Now this is called in the book of Romans worshiping creation more than the Creator. See? Amen. So in this happens when this kind of worship takes place. Man begins to worship physical life as the only life there is. Amen? That's all we know anything about. So when man worships physical life as only life he is, in his worship service, it'll involve fornication. Huh? I meant because that's the God like unto himself and the goddess like unto woman producing life. Amen? And this is what's been happening in Jerusalem when Jeremiah wrote this. Huh? Now, you go back to 2 Chronicles. Let me show you that. Go back to 2 Chronicles. I mentioned this one time already, I think. In 2 Chronicles chapter 33. And look at verse 1. Now folks, now let me show you something. We're getting up to digging now, so I want to be real careful here. The heathen worship involved fornication, and it brought illegitimate babies. Now the problem is, what do we do with the babies? Well, in America, they have abortion clinics and hospitals that do it, take care of it. But the heathen used to burn them. Amen? See, they weren't as educated as we are. We more educated to burn them. We just kill them and throw them in the garbage can and put them in the incinerator. You know, we don't throw them directly in the fire. We educated. Amen? So in 2 Chronicles 33, now look at your verse there, verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abomination of the heathen. See, Manasseh was king of Judah, and what did he start doing? Exactly like the heathen did. Amen? Now, what are the church people doing today? exactly like the unsaved people do. Amen? See, we ain't far off. Now let's look at verse 3. For he built again the high places. That'll match Jeremiah 19:5. He built the high places which Zedekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Balaam. Balaam is the false gods from the sun god, see? And made groves and worshiped all the host of heaven and served them. In Jeremiah 44, it's called the Queen of Heaven. All right. Also, he built altars in the house of the Lord. Wherefore the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. Where God said his name was going to be, they had brought these heathen gods in. Amen? And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of God. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. That's where we are now. He also observed times, witchcraft, fortune-telling, enchantment, Gene Dixon and that crowd, and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit. He was also charismatic. Huh? And with wizards, he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Verse 7, and he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon, his son, in this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Now, here's what happened. In the valley of the son of Hinnom, there was a big statue, and it was called Moab or Baal, same thing, and it was sitting there with his hands folded like probably like this, with his big stomach sitting out, which had a big fire burning in it. Amen. That was their God. Now I just read you that here. Alright. Now what happened was when these babies were born, they would do what the practical thing is. They would show a love for their God by sacrificing their children. So they would come there with these babies and they would throw them in the hands of this idol they made, and it took them in the fire and burned them. And of course the kids screaming like crazy. So Tobad, they beat the drums to keep the noise down. You know, it's like church, they got drums in them. I ain't never found drums related to God nowhere in the Bible. Now, like I said, I mean, I know everything is there's nothing unclean of itself. I know that. And I ain't saying you got a drum, you devil. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Okay? Now, folks, let me show you something. This is what the heathen nations were doing. That's what there was. And what happened here, the tribe of Judah, God's people, had picked up the same practice. That's what they were doing in Jerusalem and calling themselves worshiping God. And this is what Jeremiah is preaching against. See? Well, we study around Jeremiah. Now you stop and think like this. The devil looks up at God and says, look how much my children love me. They'll give me their children. And the Lord said, well, mine would too. The devil said, your people wouldn't love you enough to give their sons to you. God said, yes, they would. So you know what God did? He told Abraham, said, go down and offer your only son Isaac. What Isaac do in Genesis 22? He was ready to offer his son Isaac. I mean, Abraham was, wasn't he? See? Right. I mean, God gave his only son. I mean, the devil had been doing that for centuries. And so people today, and like I said this thing already, and I'll say it now, you're going to have this kind of thing in the worship service in America. It's already going on some places. It'll get more practical as time goes on. Now, folks, all this, All this is the result when people quit worshiping God, huh? And quit believing God and start doing what the devil wants them to do. You see, because when man leaves God, the only God he knows after that is his own self. And man has a desire to be his own God. And that's what people are doing today. Alright? Now, we're in a nation that's not far from exactly what's going on here. We don't burn them, but it's legal. You can legally, for a few dollars, get an abortion. You go out and commit sin. I don't care if a girl becomes pregnant. All she got to do is go to an abortion clinic, and that takes care of her problem. No problem there. You get me? Back here, they didn't do that. They just burned them while they worshiped their God. I mean, this ain't all just in the nightclub and the bars. This is going on in the churches. Don't you think it ain't? I don't get around a lot of churches, but I know what goes on. Because I know people. I see people. Amen. You see people, that tell you what's going on. Now, there are several things that bring a nation to a destructive condition with God. And I want to show you three of those things right now. Number one, lice and liquor. No nation's ever stood long with lice and liquor. We've had it since the 30s. 50-something years we've had lice and liquor. Baby killing. We've had it now for 20-something years. And the next one is equalizing the sexes. I meant Germany did it. They all did it before they failed. We got all three in full force with the full approval and the full acceptance of the general American public, including the church people. And no nation ever stood with these three things in practice. And this nation is no exception. Huh? Now, like I said, all these things happen when people quit honoring God, quit worshiping God, and start worshiping under a system that the devil sets up. And that's what we got in this nation. We got a religious system that the devil has set up. If it's organized, the devil set it up. God ain't never organized no religious system or no worship system. The only system God ever organized was in this Bible for His people to break clean from that crowd and honor Him. You can't honor God in a system of religion. And if you don't like that, I hope it tears you up. And that includes all of them. I'm independent because I'm a Bible believer. And the reason you are not independent is because you are not a Bible believer. And if you don't like that, I care less. You folks should hear this on the tape. Now look at verse 6. Jeremiah 19:6. Therefore, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, this place shall be no more called Tobit, and that means drunks, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Why would it be called the valley of slaughter? Because that's where they slaughtered their babies. And notice there, in verse 4, the end of verse 4, God said, they fill this place with the blood of innocents. They've made a slaughterhouse of killing innocent babies there, while they profess to be worshiping God, doing what God told them to do. That's real close to where we are today. Now, verse 7, the Bible says, and I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of them that seek their lives, and their carcass will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beast of the earth. And that's what God said He was going to do to them for committing this sin. Now you talk like this today, and if you were to tell the average American that one day God's going to destroy this place, and you're going to have people starving to death, eating cats and dogs and rats, and running each other down, trying to kill them just for something to eat, they think you're crazy. I wouldn't say it wouldn't happen. The only thing I'm hoping for is before it does happen, we hear the shout. Amen. Now, I don't know that for sure. See? But there are a few things I do know, that if we'll be faithful to God and honor God, if it does happen, God's able to take care of us. Now, if you don't have that hope, you ain't got much. Amen. Now, look at verse 8. I will make this city desolate and hissing. That's kind of an oriental thing, you know. It's like to get somebody's attention or make a, you know, like we say, hey. We're saying hi or something like that. You know, it's the same. It's an oriental thing. And it said, everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and hiss because of all the plagues thereof. Notice God said when people see what the judgment He brings, when people look at Jerusalem after this happens, they're not going to believe what they see. It's going to be so destructible and so horrible and so devastating. See? And folks, let me tell you something. I don't know, and I don't have the words to explain what hell will be like. I know that the judgment of God is rough. I know it's rough to be burned. I used to, you ever get a little burn an inch long, it almost drives you crazy. And I can't explain the horror of hell. I wish I could. But people are going there by the scores, and they're not going there because they don't believe there's a God. They're going there because they don't believe there's a hell. You see, the one thing that this nation has been trained to believe is not to believe in judgment. You never see or hear anything about it, so most people, they don't believe in it. We got people that's in colleges all over this nation today that are 20 and 22 years old that never heard a good preaching message on hell. What a shame. And we got preachers ain't going to ever preach a message on hell. Verse 9, he says, and I will cause them to eat of the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And they shall eat every one the flesh of his friends in the siege and straitness wherewith their enemies and they that seek their lives will straighten them. God says it. He said it's going to be so bad that women are going to eat their children, and they're going to try to eat their friends. And I'll show you a couple of scriptures in this, but let me show you how this thing works. He says in the siege. Now a siege is when an army surrounds a town and nobody comes in, nobody goes out until their water and food supply give out. And like I said, you won't know what heathen are like, you let a nation get hungry. Huh? You want to know how much animals in a man, they didn't get hungry with no food. Amen? Now, let me give you a couple of places in the Bible. 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Chapter 16. I'm not sure where it is. It may be 6. I don't know which, but it's one of those two places. It's 2 Kings chapter 6 on page 428. 2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 24. 2 Kings 6:24. It says, "And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all the host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it." See, they besieged it. They surrounded it. "Until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver." That had been about $80 back then for an ass's head. "And the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, Help my lord, O king." Now food had become so critical that they were eating the dung of doves. They were selling it. And the king was walking along the wall there one day, and he heard this woman screaming, "Help!" And he said, "What's the trouble?" Now look what the trouble was. Verse 28. "And the king said to her, What aileth thee? And she answered, This woman said unto me, Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we'll eat thy son tomorrow. Two women got together and said, Look, we're so hungry, let's eat your son today, and tomorrow we'll eat mine." Amen? You say, that's horrible. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I meant, when God brings judgment, folks, it's always bad. You don't think about that, though, while you have your little church service without God and throw your Bible away and live like hell, don't want God, don't want the Bible. You know, you don't think about that then, but when God brings judgment for your sin, you think it's so bad. Amen? Now, verse 29. "So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, Give thy son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son." So she was all upset. We eat mine yesterday, and they were supposed to eat her, and she's hid him. And of course, the king got all upset and all that. Well, like we said now, these were the people of God. Amen? Now, one more place, and let's see now, let's show you the outcome, and turn your Bible to Lamentations. We've went through this maybe one or two times, but let's look at it again. Lamentations chapter 4, on page 838, and look at verse 6, Lamentations 4:6. "For the punishment of the iniquities of the daughters of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom." Folks, you know what God said? Hey, listen to me real close. God said that what they did was worse than the sin of Sodom. You know what was in Sodom, don't you? A bunch of Sodomites and queers. And God said their sin was worse than that. What was they doing? They were burning their babies. What's America doing? Aborting them. I mean, you didn't see what God thinks of it. Now, look. "For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughters of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Solomon that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her." Look at verse 8. Lamentations 4:8. "Their vista is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. As it withers, it is become like a stick. They drying up from starvation." Verse 9. "They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger." You know what God said? He said it would have been better if you got killed with the sword and just lay around and you starve to death. "For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruit of the field." Now listen to this, verse 10. "The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children, were their meat in the destruction of the daughters of my people." women there were eating their own children. Huh? Folks, this, the Lamentations is filled with the destructions of God's judgment, and Jeremiah had warned them about this. He preached it and told them about it. And what did they do about it? They got real, real upset and real, real mad with Jeremiah for telling them that, because they didn't believe it. We are good church people. We go to church every Sunday, and you're telling us God is going to do this to us. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. When I see things like this, I can see the picture so clear in this town, let alone Florida and the United States. These church people ain't no more got God in their life than the devil. And you start telling them something real critical, something real negative, and they say, well, I don't see it there. I don't think he'll ever come to that. I ain't sure we won't, you know, but I don't think he'll ever come to that. Yeah, I know you don't. You're full of the devil. That's what's the matter with you. Now, let me get back in my text here. Jeremiah 19, verse 10. Then shall thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee. Now see, in verse 1, he told Jeremiah to go get a potter's earthen vessel. And he said, I want you to tell them all this. Then I want you to take that bottle and just break it all to pieces right in front of them. See? Christ said, that's what I'm going to do to them. I mean, you ever see somebody take a bottle and just beat it down hard on maybe a piece of iron, and what it does to that, it just shatters that glass everywhere. And you think about this. Could you put that glass back together? And God said, Jeremiah, I said, you go tell them this, and then you take that bottle and you break it right in front of them, and you show them, said, this is what I'm going to do to you, and that's how much of a chance you got of coming back together, getting right. Huh? Now that's the God of the Bible, folks. That ain't the God of this modern day stuff. That's the God of the Bible, though. Amen? Now look, verse 11. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this people. See there? And this city, as one breaketh potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again, and they shall bury them in Tophet. That's where they're doing all their worship service, right? In Tophet, till there be no place to bury. God said, they're going to be so many of them killed, they're going to fill that place up, and won't even be nowhere to bury them after that. Huh? Now, what God said here was this. He said, in the siege, when the armies, the Chaldeans, surround Jerusalem, he said the bodies are going to pile up in the brook Kidron and the valley of the son of Hinnom. He said they're going to pile up so bad there won't be no place there to fill up, won't be nowhere to bury them. Amen? Now, look at verse 13. And the house of Jerusalem, this is where God said he put his name, and the house of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as the place of Tophet. Now, he said, my place is going to be just as defiled as that place down there where you've been making those sacrifices, because of all the house upon whose roof they have burned incense. Under all the host of heaven, they poured out drink offering unto other gods. Now, what God actually said in that verse was this. God said, in South Jerusalem, down there in the valley of the son of Hinnom, you've been burning babies and worshiping other gods. In this false worship you've been carrying on in the valley. He said, you made such a mess. Now, you made such a garbage pile down, such a big mess, so I'm going to make the same kind of a mess up here on your house where you live and where you supposed to come out here and live civilized while you're going to worship the devil, see? He said, I'm going to make this place up here on, as far as your house and your room just as filthy and ungodly and destructive as that place down there where you messed up. Amen? Now, folks, let me tell you something. Let me get you up to date on something right there. No nation will never rise any higher than God's people in worshiping God. And you can see by the downfall in this nation, the downfall of God's people in their worship service. Verse 14. Then came Jeremiah from Topin, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people. Now Jeremiah's been down there where they're making these sacrifices. He's